So Anya, we're just recording your presentation. This is for you to sort of sample. It'll be on your Teams. So this is where you can get feedback from this. You don't need to take notes. And then hopefully you'll be able to listen back to it and you can then take the information from that then.
Cool.
Okay. So don't worry too much. This is basically kind of a more intense tutorial. Just Sarah and I bouncing off each other for ideas if you're stuck.
Yeah.
If you've got ideas with themes, ideas and things, just go for it. So please just tell us.
Can I show you a bit of my London?
No. We want to know about your idea, your theme.
Okay. So for the theme, the theme
anything
what I'm
that's
struggling
pertinent.
With.
We haven't got time for a show and tell, darling.
Okay, so, right, okay. Sorry, I didn't realise, I was a bit confused what this was. Anyway,
it's a presentation
of
your theme and ideas.
So I'm not too sure on the theme yet, but I definitely want to look at doing objects with like patterns on them and things like that. So like focusing on...
So it's just your ideas. Don't worry if you haven't got an idea yet, but what is the things that are sticking out to you the most that, you know, because it's like, I'm not seeing, for instance, furniture. So I'm not, I know you're not
furniture
designing
furniture.
And I can't see fashion garments. So I know you're not doing fashion. So just give us.
So I definitely am stimulated more by like the shapes and patterns I saw around London.
Okay.
So I definitely want to focus on that and like create some patterns. And like from the last project, I wanted to do that lamp with the patterns on. And I think that's just like stuck with me and I think I really enjoyed that.
So again, so that's so your specialism. What is your specialism? Let's get
I
that
would
straight.
Say printmaking, a bit like mixed media.
Okay, because you've obviously just done an essay on it, so you should know exactly what your specialism
is.
So printmaking, So sort of fine art printmaking with a sort of multidisciplinary sort of approach.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fabulous. And surface pattern.
Yep.
So the pattern, the how things look, you know, with lots of pattern, not the making of it or the constructing of it, but just the actual surface. Well, that's fabulous. So obviously that leads into sort of a couple of directions with surface patterns. So there's interiors, there's kind of textile design and like sort of fashion. There's
all
packaging
prints.
And product. So what direction do you think you want to go in?
Probably more surface design.
But
product design.
Okay, so more sort of packaging, like as in...
I'd say more like the object itself rather than packaging. When I think of packaging, it reminds me of just like packets, things come in. I don't really know what packaging.
Packaging is like wrapping paper, tags, you know, like when you look at, you know, when you go to Paper Chase.
Yeah.
And there's like boxes with the same pattern on, everything matches. You know, and that's what you call packaging and product.
So maybe more like packaging,
So as if, so again, okay, so if it's sort of more of a packaging, so do you want to have a bit more of a business element to this? Do you want to have a bit of like, you know, do you want this to be sort of an aesthetic thing at the end, like for your show, or do you want this to have kind of a business element? You know, like, do you want to design like wrapping papers and tags and cards? And
I'd say more aesthetic. Like, what I have in my head at the moment is very similar to, I mean, it's broken up, but it's like this bit that was in I think it's the V&A. It was like rooms. I don't think I have.
So wallpaper.
Is it wallpaper?
Well, it was like I like how the objects were in the room. I think I have a picture on my phone. It'll be easier because I don't have it printed big. It was like these. Bits. I just like how the like shapes all come together, but then I was thinking of maybe doing like patterns on each thing, just like different.
Annie, this sounds, I'm going to be honest, it sounds all really vague.
Okay.
You don't really see it. It's all like, I think I might, you know.
Well, I really like.
You need to be a bit more focused and determined on it. So what I'm picking up from you is you want to create a mini interior.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get on this sort of terminology so that, you know, we can understand. So it's almost creating items to go in that fit into an interior.
Yeah.
And you almost want to create surface pattern on these items that then come together as a form of interior.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, so we have an idea. Perfect. it would help if you created visuals that demonstrated this, you know. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm not, you know, like, again, remember we were talking about keywords on the
keywords.
So, you know, like arrows.
You've got pattern, you've got interior.
Yeah.
You've got a couple words you can stick in there now. I do sort of see interiors here, but maybe you need to make another one. A bit more refined.
I was going to maybe do one big one.
We need a couple
once I've
more.
Done the smaller ones.
These are really rough at this point. What we need from you, Anya, now is some refinement and, and some a clearer idea. I love these idea of these little silhouettes of furniture. And is that sort of from looking at the 50s kind
of
like
the 50s
sort of
and day. Art Deco as well.
Yeah, which is a lovely idea. So you could take, so again, it's kind of using sort of, you know, if you're going to apply that idea, then you want to be looking at sort of contemporary furniture of now and turning them into patterns.
Yeah.
And they could be patterns infused by Art Deco.
Yes.
If that's something that you're into.
Yeah.
And what about, you know, like looking at shapes of things that don't exist only now? You know, because if you look at those, these shapes.
Yeah, they're older.
They're older and more historical of the time, you know. So the shapes in the 50s, like that's a very 50s shaped chair.
Definitely.
And, you know, this one looks a little bit more Victorian or, you know, a lot older. You could go around and look at very sort of modern objects that exist now, like what's a modern object that, like a breast pump? what else is modern that's an object that exists now? An air fryer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, going really like what is now and then turning them into more contemporary patterns that reference kind of that 50s aesthetic.
Yeah.
And then starting off with, yeah, like, you know, sort of maybe start off with actually doing some lampshades and sort of looking at sort of textile design that way.
Yeah.
To start off with and see how we go. I really think you need to go away. You know, you've put these bits on, but to me, I don't think you know why you're putting these bits on other than they look pretty on your board.
The lines going down here.
But you've not marked that out, and I get that off there rather than that.
Okay.
So do you know what I mean? What we're trying to say is when you're creating a board and if it's going to support you, there has to be, you know, give it a reason why it's there, you know, because it's to prompt you, you know, because when you're talking, it's only because I point that out that you've said, oh, I really like the stripes.
Yeah.
Now, if there was a key word saying stripes, pointing to it, we would know that that's a pertinent thing.
Yeah, the words thing was, that's why I've not got any words on it yet, because I was a bit...
Yeah, I think what we've got here is that obviously you've left the essay a little bit too long, you've left other things too long, that's become the priority.
Yeah.
So you haven't been able to focus on the things quite as they are at the moment, which is fine, that's about your time management though.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find is if you don't get a handle of that, every presentation we do as we go along, you're always going to be a little bit on the back foot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's how you work, and that's fine. If you like a bit of pressure,
and this will
like,
helps.
You know, like you'll go now out and be like, right, I know what I need to do now.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's what these are designed for. So it's not like, you know, there's nothing punitive about, oh, naughty Anya or anything. There's nothing like that. It's just trying to get how you work. And it's, I think what we need to do is go and do a couple more boards.
Yeah, I was doing like smaller ones just to try and figure out more
and
in my head, and then I was going to do one big one.
And I think, do you know why you're struggling with these? Is because you haven't done the proper investigations into the different areas. You've not really looked into, you know, textile design or fashion and interiors.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that kind
it shows.
Yeah.
So, you know, for you to really get an understanding of this interior that we're possibly going to make, you've got to kind of do that investigation into those areas and be like, oh, that's what design, how they work. That's what they look like. You know, that's how they place these together, because it's a really good idea, but you kind of need to sort of do the research to pin it down at this point.
Definitely.
Like, just sort of get a handle of, so you've got like the 50s, there's a somewhere to investigate, textile design, surface pattern, art deco, silhouettes, which is a very Victorian fashion.
Yeah, I remember that in primary, actually.
So, again, rehashing that, you know, like silhouettes, face silhouettes. These are silhouettes. So, again, you could do some investigation into the idea of silhouettes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could start then getting silhouettes. So, like, next week when we start initiating and responding to this, you're making work where you're collecting silhouettes of things and putting them together.
And that would link into the sort of pattern surface design that you like and want to eventually create.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Then also what we need is kind of a colour palette together. Like, I'm liking this colour palette, but I'm not understanding where it's come from, where the inspiration is, what artwork.
So I found this one, which really gave me, like, art deco vibe with the, like, kind of beige and the black together. And then I've collected loads of fabrics. And then I found this, which was pink, and then I really liked the pink on top of the, like, blacks and, like...
But then why, you know? There's no foundation of, like, what is it about pink and black? Why does that work for you? Where have you seen that before? Why does that... Is it classy? Is it, you know, is it extravagant? Is it...
Fitting in with any theme that you've looked at.
Is it contemporary, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, these are the things... We want to know the reasonings why everything... is here in the first place. Like, I want to know where you've got pink and stripes from. Fantastic, graphic, exciting combo. But where's it come from? Where's this idea come from? Have you played and come up with it yourself? Because then you need to show the evidence for that. Or has it come from, like, watching My Fair Lady at the weekend? And it's like, you know, they're all in the black and white dresses and hats that are all in stripes and pinstripes and the background's pink. Or from watching My Fair Lady. Or Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, where it's pink and all the men are in black and white. You know, we want us, you know, if you had that, and then, like, some black and white imagery, I mean, some imagery from films where they've had black and white with the pink.
You'd understand where it's from.
We can then understand it all. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's what we kind of need
thinking,
from you.
I knew that was going to come up because I was like, this has just kind of come out of nowhere.
But that's fine. Listen, that's absolutely fine at this point. As long as you understand that you've got to put some anchors on it.
Yeah.
You know. And go away, because it can't just sit like this. This isn't any kind of mood yet, but it's coming. Because I love the idea of pink stripes
and black,
silhouettes at this point. And I, you know, and I definitely think we've got an idea moving forward of doing silhouettes, and definitely sort of more. Again, if you take on it, sort of that idea of contemporary,
looking, you know, at things now,
objects and silhouettes.
But it could even be contemporary chairs now. It doesn't need to be sort of
no, yeah. No.
Whatever.
No. Yeah. But obviously I'll go sort of quirky, you know, which is more conversational design, which if you then explore and research that, you can then make a qualified decision of, like, right, I want to do conversational design, or I want it to be classic. I want it to fit into, I want my end interior to be classy.
Yeah.
You know, but you won't know that until you've explored what those kind of interiors look like. You know, what a minimalist. You know, have you got an ism yet as well, or looked into an ism?
My ism was Art Deco, is that not right?
No, ism. No. There'll be an ISM on the end. It's not Art Deco with them.
Then, I mean, I like Cubism, but I feel like I've probably looked at it.
You're better than Cubism.
Yeah.
You need to go and basically, what we get here is you need to go and do some more research.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and get that ism. And the thing is, it's not like I must fit in an ism somewhere. It's like, look at them all, enjoy it, find an image from one of them, and just explore in a little bit of depth. You know, they're like, oh, vortism, wow. They use lines, they use, you know, simplicity, you know, right. I'm going to apply that aesthetic to this, you know, and then that can all feed in. But we've got an idea. It just needs supporting with everything.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Well, I like the idea, the direction it's going in.
Okay,
so
good.
So I feel comfortable, and now I know what to research a bit more.
What grade are you aiming for, if you could?
Well, obviously the best.
Okay, do you think that this is the best star? Okay, so you're aware of where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, well, this is your self-assessment sheet. If you could just...